We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from Las Vegas, sports talk, hot takes, and all of the bangers. Lindsey Brown and Adrian Hernandez, the Playmakers.
Hour number two of the greatest sports show you've ever heard in your entire life, or at least through today. The bastard shoulder that sports radio did not intend to create, the Playmakers Plus. We're not even on the radio technically today.
It always feels like a substitute teacher's in.
Yeah, for sure. That is the vibe of our show. Absolutely. Happy Max Muncy bobblehead day. I don't even know who the Dodgers are playing. I just know that they're playing. That's why we're not on the airwaves here in Vegas.
The Pittsburgh Pirates.
Our influence and our voice knows no bounds due to technological advancement that helps us, but also hurts all of us.
Yeah, luckily for everyone, it's not going to hurt you because you can hear us now on the app, but if you're listening to us on the podcast, you know you can get that wherever you get your podcast, including that Odyssey app.
Free, I'm told.
Yes.
Playlists are expansive. Hype Master Locker Mix is the one that I call it. Makes you run through a wall. What's yours called again?
The Hip Hop Underground, if you like that hip hop and R&B. Kendrick Lamar coming soon.
Yeah, speaking of Kendrick Lamar, I literally meant to ask you last segment. That's why I put like KL new disc, because I didn't want to give it away. I'm hearing rave reviews. You are a huge fan.
Yes, and it might be a double disc too.
Really? Maybe. Your thoughts?
So he released, and he's done this with his five albums or mixtapes. The Heart, The Heat, which is a song that he does, and every time it's usually like a super long song, anywhere from 6 to 10 minutes. This time he got a lot of publicity because this video uses deepfakes.
Yeah, that's right. It was Kanye, OJ, yeah. A bunch of different faces.
Yeah,
right?
So it was Kanye West, OJ Simpson, Jesse Smollett, Will Smith, Kobe Bryant, Nipsey Hussle. And then himself, Kendrick Lamar.
I am everyone, right? Type of vibes?
Yes, I am everyone. We are all the same.
You're all the same face, the whole
Yeah,
bit.
So this is The Heart Part 5. It was very moving. And not only was, listen, he's in my opinion, he's the best rapper in the world. And the wordplay. And there was no, this isn't a Travis Scott song to go in the club and start going crazy.
No, he is very intentional lyrically.
Yes, the linguistics.
He won the Mark Twain Prize,
yes,
people.
The bars were on point, and it was very candid. If you listen to the lyrics or just look at them and then watch the video, you know, my friend's bipolar, he'd be going through some things, and it switches to Kanye West's face. And I think the last verse where he speaks from the point of view or the perspective of Nipsey Hussle was very, very moving, especially both growing up in Compton in that L.A. area and kind of seeing their rise and their friendship and just musically some of the partnerships and collabs that they've done was very, very moving. And it was cool to see Nipsey's family and his friends like really appreciate it. Obviously in L.A. or the world for Kobe Bryant and some of the words that he said when it switched to Kobe. And I actually am kind of happy that someone of this stature did something that involves deepfakes, because it's like this next thing in technology that completely scares the hell out of me. Mm. So like he used it for good, but some of these things can be.
Well, that's the great thing about all technological advancements is that it's great as long as it's used for good.
Yeah, and if on YouTube, which the music video.
There's always another side to it.
Yes, and on this video on YouTube, you can kind of see at the end, Matt Stone and Trey Parker, who are the creators of South Park, are credited. And I guess a couple years ago, they used and came out with a series kind of using Donald Trump and deepfake. And they actually partnered up, which was interesting because it's been 5 years since we've heard a new album from Kendrick Lamar. And he, his cousin, Baby Keem, here from Las Vegas, got nominated for a Grammy, won a Grammy. He hopped on one of his songs for his album. Other than that, and then obviously the Super Bowl halftime show, we don't hear a lot of things. But one of the things we did hear is that Kendrick and these creators of South Park, they're coming out with a comedy for Paramount Plus, which was very, very random. We're like, what the heck?
Nothing's random anymore. Everybody's involved with that.
But Kendrick, like, he doesn't have, like, that. It was surprising
that he's doing.
What do you mean
he doesn't have? He's one of the best writers we know. Why wouldn't he be working on a show?
I'm talking about. Well, he doesn't do. He doesn't usually do that.
He just hasn't done it
before.
I know.
He kind of keeps himself.
Artists are now, like, Halsey does a movie, does a makeup line, does that. Like, they have to be multidimensional now because they're not going to be able to make, they don't make the same amount of money in terms of selling units and music, and they're not going to make the same amount of money in terms of touring anymore.
But kind of early, like The Weeknd used to do, this man usually disappears other than his tour. So to see him venture out, which is great to see.
He's an artistic recluse. He's a bona fide through and through.
So to see him, we kind of see where that connection came from and what the result was. And there are some speculations, and there's been some snippets where there's a song where he was talking from the perspective of MLK and Michael Jackson. The name of the album is going to be called Mr. Morale and the Big Stepper. And Kendrick kind of teased, it looked like a Bible, but on the actual cover of the book was the name of the album, and obviously it says Kendrick Lamar, but then there was two discs. So we don't know exactly if it's going to be a double disc. It's kind of interesting because Bad Bunny dropped last week. That was a double album. But yeah, I was actually surprised too with the song as well. He got a Marvin Gaye sample. And if you know stuff about music, that's very difficult to get.
Yeah.
So he's spending a lot of money. This should be a classic album, and I can't wait for it to come out on Friday.
Very exciting stuff. Thank you so much for sharing all that. That's a deep dive. I know that that's a big deal for a lot of people. I had one of my favorite artists release an album over the weekend, too, but I haven't really taken the time to listen to it. I want to make sure I'm in the right mindset and everything else, too, and so I'm pausing that for a little bit. But in terms of non-pausing, it's a full send, full go. Let's go kick some ass tonight for your Las Vegas Aces. They are in Washington to face the Mystics. And yesterday we were going through like the Mystics roster and just telling them how they all ain't crap. And the Aces are a very modernized offense. They have green lights to shoot a lot of three-pointers. And so I'm not really sure what the Mystics are working with in terms of like what they're going to dole out strategy-wise. But I like our chances against pretty much anybody at this point based off of what I've seen. It's a limited sample size, but in Kelsey Plum and Asia Wilson and Chelsea Gray and so many other people we trust. And foremost, Coach Becks.
100% in both teams, both 2-0. So
yeah.
These are two top
Somebody's
quality
teams.
Somebody's
100%. Ripping off my radio idols there back up in Minnesota. But Adrian, let's talk a little bit about the NBA here and where we are sitting with these series. We learned earlier today that Ja Morant has a bone bruise in his right knee, and he is doubtful to return to this postseason for the Grizzlies, as we were talking with Joe O just a little bit ago. Might as well just pack it up, right? I mean, it's over.
It's tough to say because, you know, what were they in the regular season without Ja Morant? The Grizzlies went 20-5 was the official total for the season. But after losing and the performance and the way that they lost and for the Warriors to go up 3-1, this whether it ends in 5 or they get to go back to San Francisco and ends in 6, it's just you cannot ruin an opportunity where Steph Curry goes 4-for-14 from 3, Andrew Wiggins goes 1-for-5 from 3.
Oh, Klay the spirit Thompson, of Wiggins was even dampened last night, really?
Yeah, Klay Thompson 0-for-7 from
it.
3. You just can't waste those type of performances because that might not happen again. And on the flip side, obviously, Dylan Brooks, I don't know what he was doing, 5-for-19. He was frustrating NBA Twitter last night.
They were telling him and Lance Stevenson are like the least popular kids in a postseason bit right now.
yeah. He's right? Very – Dylan Brooks has the spirit of Patrick Beverley, and he just had the spirit of Kobe last night, and he just kept shooting. Mm. And on the flip side, too, Jaren Jackson Jr. went 7-for-21. He went 0-for-7 from 3. It was tough to get offense. This was a problem that we thought was going to happen, even with Ja being there, especially from half court. And they couldn't even get to the free throw line last night. The thing that sticks out from the box score for Memphis. Only two dudes went to the free throw line the entire game for Memphis.
What?
Yeah, it was only Jaren Jackson Jr. and Kyle Anderson. And Kyle Anderson did have a good game, but from the free throw line, he went 2 for 7.
Most generic of names, Kyle Anderson.
Right. I mean, he was balling. There was some questionable moves on both teams in terms of coaching. Memphis took a chance. They put Steven Adams out there, who couldn't play, versus Minnesota because of the matchups. He had 15 rebounds. 7 of those were offensive. But in those key moments where Memphis had a chance to steal this game, he was out and wasn't on the court. And on the Warriors' side, they didn't make substitutions and go small to kind of counteract Steven Adams and get him out of the matchup. But it might be all she wrote for the Grizzlies, as now they're down 3-1. On the flip side, the Bucks lost to the Celtics. And Lindsay,
this is going the distance, isn't it?
I had Boston in 7 games.
Yeah.
And I think so. And the one thing that I kind of worry about with the Bucks is without Chris Middleton, Giannis seems gassed.
And they've been talking about that in terms of like all the bigwig shows and how you could tell that hands on the knees, not as much get up and go in some of the smaller moments of the game, be that like covering someone a little bit more intently or finishing a play. And I think it's certainly a concern considering how much they've had to pull through these last couple of months, because weren't they having a rough go for a good chunk of the regular season?
Yeah, they've had weird injuries throughout the season. Brooke Lopez was out to start, then Drew Holiday was out, and then now Chris Middleton. So it's been a lot of plug and play, and the difference between last year and the finals, where he exhausted himself and played through an injury that he probably shouldn't have, was the finals.
Right. We thought he was going to be done. We're like, he might not be ready for the regular season. What was it, hyperextension of the knee or something?
Yes,
like that
left
bent
knee.
Backward?
Yeah, his left knee. And there's a difference between knowing that, hey, these are the last 3 games of the season regardless.
Yeah.
And this is the second round. And even his free throw percentage has gone down. He's only 2 for 16 from 3 in this round against Boston. To me, that all points to fatigue. I do want to give Boston some credit of not only wearing Giannis down, because, you know, for some casual fans, they might be like, I don't understand. Why doesn't he just go to the rim every time? And it's like, I get what you're saying, but it's not physically
possible. Why don't you
just sprint
everywhere? Just sprint everywhere.
It's the same thing with LeBron early in his career.
Don't
like,
get
just
tired.
Get to the paint. Like, they're wearing him down. Credit to them. For Milwaukee, Grayson Allen, George Hill, Pat Connaughton, Bobby Portis, they are not giving him any sort of support. And Drew Holiday hasn't been consistent. I looked over the stats for the series. He's shooting 31 from 92 overall. That is
a
low 30%. That's not going to get it done. And I do want to say congratulations, Al Horford. You had the greatest game of your career, because this man was on fuego. 30 points on 11 for 14 shooting. His first 30-point outing since 2019. First in the playoffs.
He was angry last night.
He got dunked on.
Yep, and then he dunked on Giannis. And
then,
like, hit him in the face on accident, but like, you know.
It's crazy that both of those dunks had technical fouls. Like, referees, I'm going to need you. I get the contact
with Horford.
Please
stop your gravity, sir.
Yeah, I get with Horford there was contact. God. He definitely punched him in the face. Not maliciously. It just happened. The Giannis, not even, he didn't grunt at him. He just looked at him. We can't look at players now through dunks. Please don't have any emotion for doing something spectacular. But Al Horford carried the Celtics out of a double-digit deficit. He dragged them through this win. You know, Jaylen Brown had foul trouble. Robert Williams didn't play. Jason Tatum needed time to find his shot. And in the fourth quarter, after that dunk and after Al Horford went crazy, your boy Jason Tatum got it together. 12 points on 5 for 6 shooting. Marcus Smart, 9 points on 4 for 5 shooting.
So would you say they played better with him on the floor?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Cool, because I said that they were the same with or without him.
You won't live that down ever.
Yeah, it's
just
correct.
So you know.
There's nothing to live down. That's actual statistic fact. Anyway, Al Horford went 6 for 6 in the fourth quarter with 16 points. That's huge. If they're going to get that type of help from everybody, Milwaukee's going to be in trouble. The one thing for Milwaukee that they need to do going into these final 3 games, because now it's a best of 3, is manufacture fast break points, because that half-court offense isn't going to work. It hasn't been working. In their wins, they've gotten 21 and 28 points in the fast break. In the losses, they've had 4 and 13 respectively. And, you know, it's an obvious glare when you're missing a 24-point-per-game player with Chris Middleton. But let's move on to the games that are going on tonight. We'll start here on the West Coast with the Suns and Mavs, which A series I thought was going to be done is somehow tied 2-2. They'll tip off at 7 p.m. tonight on TNT. I think we can expect Chris Paul to recover in Game 5 after having a terrible weekend. I think Devin Booker is going to do what he's done this entire series, which is ball his ass off and be a matchup problem for the Mavs.
Yeah, but what about Luka, though? Because, like you said, there's a reason, like, there's a lot of surprise going on because it's not supposed to be this close, considering that there's very little depth on that team and they're competing with the top team in the conference, dare I say, the league. How is this getting done?
This is getting done because the Suns are being lazy on defense and very reminiscent to how the Jazz were treating the Mavs, and they are letting these key players, at least at home in Dallas, be stars. And these road and these players that aren't Luka have stepped up. And that's the thing, is when they're on the road for Dallas, there tends to be a let's just watch Luka and see what he can come up with. Game one, Luka had 45 points. He's putting up all these shots. They need to help him out. They need to take away some of the pressure, and they just need to keep moving the ball. They're doing a good job of making sure the Suns are on their toes, and they need to be looking at the entire court, and they're not. They're being lazy. Maybe they're getting tired. I don't know what it is with whether it's the Warriors or the Suns. These are two heavyweights that we thought that we want to see that for the Western Conference Finals, to see who's going to make the finals. And in both of these rounds, they've been struggling and haven't been on point.
Is it struggle? Are you struggling if it's tied? Like, are we at that point where we just expect blowouts until we get to the Western Conference Finals? Because that was a few years ago when we were getting the same teams in the final every single year, but that's not true anymore.
I would say for the Suns, yes, because you went up against a team that won 36 games in the Pelicans, and it's the unforced turnovers, and it's not that you were getting outplayed, but like mentally, and some of those things of you're not being prepared, or you're not being you're being lazy on defense, like that kind of worries me. And also, you know, Chris Paul and his age is like, is that becoming a factor in terms
of
fatigue?
You get a first couple wins, and then the middle part of the series, it's a little bit slower because you're sucking air, and then you hope to get them exhausted to a point where, again, it's talent on talent, and you hope that you can win out in the later games. Because, like, I'm just seeing it because, like you're just talking about, like, LeBron and how we assume, well, just go to the paint. Just get to the basket. We'll just sweep them. Why are you losing? Why are you struggling? Why are you making mistakes? Why are you doing this? Just because they're a good team doesn't mean that they're the best team on that particular day. And they play each other at least 4 days. You know what I mean? And so, like, that's where we're getting to that point where maybe talent isn't enough. And this strategy, like, Monty Williams, coach of the year, won all the way down to the finals. But when you're a team that's always the highest energy in the room, I mean, we were talking about this with hockey yesterday, and you're never really truly forced to adjust. And once you get to those adversity points, like, can you play a version, a watered down version? Can you put on a different mask, but you can still see where you're going and stuff? Do you think that that's going to be something they would have to consider, or is it just Phoenix executing, like you said, just pulling your bootstraps up a little bit more on the defensive side?
Well, strictly with Phoenix, I think that they can play any way of basketball that they want to play, they can, because they have one of the best point guards of all time in Chris Paul leading them.
Right.
And one of the things that I do think they do need to switch, which is confusing me because versus the Pelicans,
Aiton
they did do this, is DeAndre Ayton. And they're not going to him. And they literally, there's no one on the roster for the Mavs that is anywhere near as tall as him,
right,
or as effective in the post.
So we're going hard at the Chris Paul bit. We're always taking a right on this street corner. And then we wonder why when we hit the potholes, because that's the only corner we use, why our car is damaged, right? So Ayton taking a left, maybe filtering it a little bit more through him, more towards the post and everything else. Maybe that helps alleviate some of the pressure, and the potholes don't have to be so big, so we're not dealing with, you know, complete.
Yeah, and the physicality to kind of wear down the Mavs, who are trying to go small ball and trying to put up as many threes as possible to just do the math of
that's why
the
they're
more
not
attempts.
Going to DeAndre then, right?
Well, no. You're
gonna keep up.
Well, no. The Suns shouldn't be doing that. They should not be being dictated on how they're going to play the game. And the Mavs aren't good enough. Luka has been very impressive, and they played good defense on him. But to have some of these role players, Spencer Dinwiddie, Maxi Kleber, like some of these guys.
Maybe they're collapsing too much on Luka, too much of a focus.
True. So I think that they can tighten up.
Yeah.
It's just a little worrisome when I do think that the Warriors and the Suns haven't had those moments of being like, okay, this is a team that I can see make the finals. And then real quick, Sixers Heat. We talked about it with Joe O. Is James Harden going to show up again? Is the half-court offense for Miami going to finally hit some three-point shots? They haven't hit nothing. They're 14 for 65 from three for the Heat. They're going to need to start getting some offense. These are some of the questions I had in the regular season. Mm-hmm. And now when the pressure's on, are they just going to let Jimmy Butler score 40 points? Is that the best method for them to win?
Yeah. And does Jimmy have it in him? Because we are in that middle part and that first kind of leg of the race where you finally start feeling exactly how heavy your legs are and how much longer you still have to go. And so we will be there every step of the way, whether that be the NBA playoffs or the WNBA regular season and eventually playoffs, a deep run we are expecting for our Aces. But another great conversation with the founder and CEO of Dollar Loan Center, Chuck Brennan, on the way, 1140 The Bet.
Yeah, sports, but mostly other things. The Playmakers, exclusively on 1140 The Bet.
Rolling along on this Tuesday afternoon here on 1140 The Bet, and no big deal, just another week with another major sporting event coming to Las Vegas and the Henderson area. You gotta love it, and we have to touch base to get all the details on the huge news from Chuck Brennan, the founder and CEO of Dollar Loan Center, joining us now. All insider calls are powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download your BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
Chuck, so happy to have you back on the program. I know that the Dollar Loan Center brand is on the rise, and I do my research before I conduct these interviews. So I go to your website, www.don'tbebroke.com, and the first thing that I see is that you're not only now serving people in the fine state of Idaho, but you're extending that same privilege to people in Wisconsin. Chuck, come on. This is like the worst state ever, but I suppose they need short-term lenders for all their cheese wheels and snowmobiles, right?
That's such a great way to put it. And we love Wisconsin. Come on.
once you spread that love around to Minnesota, too, maybe we can talk. But your reach has no bounds. And obviously the house that Chuck Brennan built, the Dollar Loan Center Arena, has some big news today concerning the IFL. 3-year partnership to bring that championship here to Henderson, Nevada. How excited are you on a scale of 1 to maybe, 1,001?
We really are excited, and that's a great way to put it. I got to tell you, it's kind of hard not to get lost in the shuffle here with Formula One and the Super Bowl and the draft. There's so many things going on. But for us, this is just so big. First of all, to get the arena open was fantastic. We built it for hockey. It's the spot to be. It's the nicest hockey arena for the AHL in the country, and we're proud to have the Silver Knights call it home. But then adding the IFL, and not only adding the Indoor Football League, but bringing the Vegas Nighthawks to the market as an expansion team was a big deal in itself. But once we got that done, I've been friends with the commissioner of the league for a long time. He's from my hometown of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and was involved in the Indoor Football League as a player, a coach, an owner, and now the commissioner of the league. And once we had it signed, sealed, and delivered with bringing them here with the Nighthawks, I really started to press, why not have your Super Bowl, your championship, your big game in Vegas every year at the Dollar Loan Center? And I've always been brought up that you never get what you don't ask for. And in this case, I really didn't think we'd get a lot of traction. But by God, we got the game. And I didn't get it forever yet. But I got a 3-year deal on it that the national championship for the Indoor Football League is going to be played right here in Henderson at our arena. And the first one is coming up August 13th. So it's right around the corner, 3 months from now.
Yeah, and absolutely. And if you're wondering, for all our listeners, you can go to IFLNationalChampionship.com to learn about reserving your seats for that championship game. And speaking of which, that title game used to be called the United Bowl. Now it's being rebranded as the Dollar Loan Center IFL National Championship. How big of a deal is that for you and the entire company?
Well, I think it was a big deal for us, but it really was needed to get this over the hump. The game had always been played at the first seed. So whoever had the best record hosted the game. It's been that way for 14 years. So if Sioux Falls or Green Bay or one of the other cities was in first place and the first seed, that's who would host the game. It's never been at a neutral site in going on 15 years. So it's such a big deal for the league. But with that comes expense, travel, lots of other things. And we put our money where our mouth is, not as the venue, not as the Dollar Loan Center, but as the company Dollar Loan Center that lends people $800. And we kicked in a large chunk of change to bring this to fruition and be the title sponsor of it. And so it's literally called, you know, the Dollar Loan Center IFL National Championship. That's the name of the game from now on. So we're very proud to have that. We love indoor football. We love the Nighthawks. And having this national championship, nationally televised game here is just great. I couldn't be happier or more excited.
Yeah, you can't spell sustainability without sponsorship in the world of sports these days. I think that's a really important point to make here, especially here in Vegas, because we're just so open for business. And I'm only, you know, almost three years into my living down here. And, you know, I had some ideas of what this town was going to turn into as a sports community, but it's gone so past my expectations and continues to evolve. Are you equally as surprised as how quick all this has come to fruition for you? I mean, it's a great thing for your business, a great thing for your brand, but I mean, you blink and it feels like there's three new buildings and brands everywhere.
I hear you loud and clear on this, and to be 100% frank with you, as big as this is for us as a sports junkie like I am so happy to live in Vegas. I love the Raiders. I love the Knights, the Silver Knights. The race coming, there's so many cool things. NBA's right around the corner. Major League Soccer's right around the corner. Major League Baseball's right around the corner. Who would have ever thought here in Southern Nevada we'd be getting this stuff? And we can go to a sporting event every night. During the press conference and listening to the governor talk about this, it's shocking because you almost forget. Before, one big sports deal was a big deal for us, right? Now, there's so many that, oh, geez, I forgot about the Aces, or I forgot about, you know, the Aviators. There's so much great stuff going on that just for us to be a part of that is cool. But, look, championship games are it. And we are one of the biggest sponsors of the Las Vegas Bowl. We always have been. We always will be. We love that game. But to have the national championship here where, you know, Massachusetts might be playing Seattle for this. It might not be a team around here. And to have the whole league travel here, use our venue for the press day, the family day, the meet and greet day, the game, it's wonderful, really.
Well, and you mentioned all those fine places, or at least teams that call the Dollar Loan Center home. I mean, you didn't even mention the Big West Basketball Championships. And I think there's a very specific market that you guys are tapping into with the Dollar Loan Center, because everybody has like those big arenas, like T-Mobile Arena, those bigger venues. But this one hits the sweet spot. And I had the pleasure of going to one of the Silver Knights games. I was there for Daniil Miramanov's first hat trick in the building, actually. And it sounds great. It's gorgeous. It's intimate just enough. I'm like, this is going to be a really great place to see a concert, I think. What other events on the horizon are you most excited about?
Well, you know, I'm a concert junkie, so
you're a junkie for a lot of fun things, Chuck. I like
sports,
you.
The concert world is mine. That's what I used to do before I used to, you know, lend people a few bucks. But I'm really excited about the concerts. The big thing with this venue, though, is we had to lay so many sports dates in and so many sports holds in. You mentioned basketball and these tournaments, and with all the hockey games and potential playoffs, unfortunately, we didn't get much further than we did this year, and football and these other things coming up. To find some holes for concerts has been challenging, but we're getting there. We just announced Alice Cooper and Ace Frehley that's going to be playing Saturday, October 8th. That's on sale right now. Got a few more announcements coming next week. We are beating this up. We want this venue full all the time. It's right in the middle of a neighborhood in Henderson. People can walk to the event. It isn't a hassle to get to. There's plenty of parking. There's really so many benefits to it. But one thing I'd like to tap on that people forget is when you go to Allegiant and when you go to T-Mobile, it's a great experience and it's awesome. But it does cost you quite a bit to bring your family. And our ticket pricing, one commitment we made, because to get our customer base involved, a lot of them don't have a pile of extra money laying around. So I wanted it to have a family-friendly pricing strategy. So did the city. So did Mr. Foley. So that's what this venue is all about. And I'll give you the inside scoop that isn't out there and hasn't been released to anybody yet.
Ooh.
And that's the ticket pricing. And the governor said yesterday, geez, I hope these tickets aren't going to be $1,000 or $2,000 bucks like these big championship games. And I said, not only that, we're going to have 1,000 of the tickets are only going to be $50 a piece. That's our lowest price point.
Wow.
Our highest major league VIP price point, the highest you can possibly pay is $250, and that's going to be for front row that includes food and beverage. The average ticket price for this game, hand to God, is $100. And that's why we needed this big sponsorship in, and we need sponsors to take place and partner with us, because we want to keep the price down so the fans can continue to go, even to a championship game, to this event. And that's what I think people are going to be really excited about, because we did hear some rumblings at the press event about, geez, I bet this is going to cost a lot of money, and it really isn't. And you guys are getting the scoop on the surprise there.
Yes, thank you so much, Chuck. We appreciate that. And, you know, with all the hype and the announcement for people that, you know, just didn't know about the IFL and the Indoor Football League, I kind of want you to talk us through and kind of give the fans what they can expect to go with even before this national championship game. If they want to go check out a Vegas Nighthawks game, what they can expect going to the venue and just the entertainment value for the family.
Right, good point. And please do that first. Go check out one of these games. You can go for $25. And the coolest part about it is the scoring. The average score in the IFL is 100 points a game. It's just hilarious. The players flipping right into the crowd and the ball landing in the crowd and folks being able to bring the ball with them home. It's just a different environment. There is no punting, so you have to go for it on fourth down.
Yes.
It's just a gas.
God, the Chargers coach loves that.
Oh, it's great. And nobody's ever out of the game. It's really fun. It's exciting. It's hype. And look, the Foley Group knows how to put on a show. They've had so much practice with the Golden Knights and the Silver Knights and everything that they've done. And they just blew out of the park. It's the most exciting IFL team in the league. So if people are looking to get a feel for what's going to be at the championship, we still have three more home games, maybe four. I'm not exactly sure. I think three or four. But come out to one. Have fun. Bring the family out. Check it out. And I think you'll get hooked on it right away. It's going to take the market a little bit to warm up to the IFL, but once they figure it out and see how much fun they have and their kids have and everything, I think it's going to be here a long time and be one of the favorites here.
You're spot on with the in-game experience that the Foley Group has been able to create on multiple levels. I'm very much looking forward to see what this iteration is going to be. But you mentioned earlier, I know this is a very sore wound for a lot of people. So the Golden Knights, for the first time ever, not in the postseason, Henderson Silver Knights eliminated earlier last week. But I take it, as you've mentioned, that you're a sports junkie, that you're not one that disassociates from the sport, even if your team isn't technically involved in the postseason. So who are you rooting for right now in the Stanley Cup playoffs?
You know, that's a really, really good question. I do not have a favorite, but I'm also not a bitter person at all.
I love that.
And it's been shocking to hear how many people are criticizing and bitter of what happened with the Golden Knights and not getting the playoffs. We have been so spoiled in this market. And there were so many injuries and stuff this year. And I hate to make excuses for the team and such, but, man, we had a good run. We got as far as we possibly could have. We were in first place for a while. We're going to have a great team next year. And people need to just chill out a second, because we really have been spoiled in this market. Look at how the Kraken did in their first year. And look at these things. We were in the Stanley Cup the first year and almost won the darn thing. So it's a great product. The Silver Knights, too, we were right there. But the Silver Knights, my personal feeling is we would have hoisted the Calder Cup at the Dollar Loan Center this year, but the Golden Knights were so injured, they had to take all the players up.
You're not wrong, Chuck. You're not wrong.
When the starting goalie is supposed to be our starting goalie with this and the issues with Leonard and the goalie issues and such, man, we had the deck stacked against us. We would have loved to have everybody back, but I'm telling you, I'm wrong a lot. My wife will tell you that, but I think next year we're going to have an incredible year. Golden Knights, Silver Knights, and the Nighthawks. Now, the pressure is on Coach Davis like never before. Now that we signed this three-year deal to have the national championship here, we can turn this into a situation like the Rams or Tampa and have a home field national championship next year. That's huge.
Chuck, before we get you out of here, and thank you so much for joining us, Chuck Brennan, founder and CEO of the Dollar Loan Center, I kind of want you to get in this speculation conversation, because I know, Chuck, you've been in some rooms and you might have heard some whispers and things of that nature. But in terms of the MLB and Major League Baseball coming to Las Vegas and, you know, a lot of people thinking that the Oakland Athletics are going to come over here to the desert, do you feel like that's something viable and that's going to happen here within a few years?
I will give you $50,000 in cash if we don't have MLB here in 5 years. Ooh. That's a promise on the air. It's coming for sure.
Yeah, I share in your sentiment.
You too.
Yeah. I love that. I love that bet.
Chuck coming in strong, Chuck.
Chuck's bringing it, bringing all the heat.
It's already done. The Raiders were done months, if not years, before it ever got announced. This is a done deal. Is it going to be the A's? Maybe, maybe not. I'm not going to put the money where the mouth is there. Major League Baseball is going to be here, and NBA is going to be here within 5 years, guaranteed.
Yeah, we are definitely the most popular kids, and everybody wants to sit at our lunch table. But thank you so much, Chuck, for joining us today on your really special day and to share this big moment with us, because I know this is a big part of what we do here in just radio and being a local radio show and getting the right information out to our community. We appreciate all the investment that you make in it every single year.
Thank you, and it's mutual, and you guys are crushing it. I love listening to your show, and keep up the great work over there. It's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. The highest of praise from the probably the coolest person in town, Chuck Brennan, as Adrian mentioned, the founder and CEO of Dollar Loan Center. The house that Chuck Brennan built is that big, old, beautiful building down in Henderson. IFL championships coming there for the next 3 years. Nighthawks, Silver Knights, the list goes on and on. Thanks again to him for joining us. All of our guests are brought to us by BetQL. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. And on the other side, hockey talk.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Everything stops. Give me something different.
Adrian Hernandez and Lindsey Brown. The Playmakers, exclusively on 1140 The Bet.
Sports, other things, and pretty much all of what you could totally expect under the sun. Except for one thing.
I love everything except for country!
You won't find that here. You're not going to find any sort of country, nothing here. Playmakers here for just a final few minutes before we send you back into the abyss that is your life. We'll be back tomorrow. Full-fledged show, right? Like on the radio, on the app, everything will be...
The principal will be back in the school and we'll be back on the airwaves on 1140.
School still goes on without the principal. It's without the teachers that can't exist.
They'll all be in the
Thank
building.
Thank you to all the teachers, by the way.
Yeah, shout out to... I think last week was
they
Teacher Appreciation Week.
They are in the final weeks of the school year, and I know that this one has been an especially tough one for a lot of people, and especially here in this community. And so I hope you have an excellent summer and complete downhill ascension into that.
Yeah, 100%. Now, my dad was a teacher for 35 years. My mom, for like 20.
My sister is a teacher. And there's a lot of stuff going on in that particular sector of our society. And they are certainly not the most thanked group to begin with. And so I'd like to extend that to you guys. Just seeing this come across the desk here in the last few hours. The Saudi Golf League that we've talked about, you know, briefly here and there.
Yeah.
PGA Tour apparently is denying the releases of players who are looking to compete in the inaugural LIV event in London next month. We know that names like Sergio Garcia and Lee Westwood have been attached to it. We'll see how things will proceed, because clearly this is going to be a battleground of a sort, because it's a threat to the PGA. And so that's why there was any pushback in general. And then the Phil Mickelson stuff happened. And so we did hear that Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods will both be playing in the PGA Championship next week. And so we will have plenty of golf coverage, I'm sure.
That's going to be super interesting if it's going to be you're either with us or you're with them, which is ultimately what's going to boil down to.
Well, the tour is, you know, that's a membership thing. You have to get you go to Q school, so qualifying school. You got to earn your card for most of these guys, and I'm not, you know, fully versed in all of the ways that you can acquire said card, because I feel like if you win a major before you go through Q school, they probably kind of just let you in. But I don't know. When it's an exclusive club, exclusivity apparently also extends out of said club, not just those who get into it. That's the funny thing about it, right? Oh, yeah. Look, we're in a committed relationship, except you also can't leave.
Yeah, that usually doesn't work out well. Yeah. So we'll see certainly how this plays out.
Certainly not, but golf kind of needs it all. Nothing should have a monopoly. Truly, it doesn't make any sense. Competition breeds competence, and at the very least, safety. And there's going to be a lot of people looking for safety tonight in the St. Paul area, because I know how rowdy that building can get. I don't think I've seen it in post-pandemic and with the Kirill Kaprizov effect. It's only recent that people started showing up, you know, early at warm-ups. This is something that's regular here in Vegas, where everybody brings their signs down. We're super excited. We go down for warm-ups right on the glass. Right there's the hordes of people. That's not something we typically do in Minnesota, because we live in the rinks anyways. Like, we get it. You're impressive. We're here to see a game. But, like, we want to see a good hockey game, not just, like, an entertaining product.
Exactly.
But when Kirill Kaprizov shows up and everything else changes, like, now we're seeing fandom and favorite that is associated with superstardom. And it takes the personality. It takes the myth, the legend to grow. And to have the pieces around him to do it, the Minnesota Wild are one of my, I don't even think I can call them a dark horse pick anymore, because I keep picking them for everything. And I always get nervous about making any picks in the playoffs, because it's 2-2. And my other dark horse pick on the Eastern Conference side was the Rangers. They're down 3-1. I'm still sticking by them, and I would still stick by those teams. But sometimes the 7 days or the 4 days that you have to show up and play, you're not the better team on the ice. And so sometimes that means getting sent home early. But the Minnesota Wild and the St. Louis Blues have been going at it back and forth, two games apiece. And again, like I said, shifting back into St. Paul. And we have some updates in terms of, like, the lineups there, because there's been a lot of injuries for the St. Louis Blues on their defensive core. Torrey Krug went out a couple of days ago. He's about as big as 1A defenseman. He's going to be out probably for the rest of the playoffs. And then Marco Scandella, who has previous experience playing with the Minnesota Wild, he also got hurt. But we got news earlier today, at least this is where I'm getting from Jeremy Rutherford's Twitter, that Coach Craig Berube said that Nick Leddy and Todd Bortuzzo will be back in for Game 5. Nick Leddy's played a lot of playoff hockey and is a very steady defenseman at that. There are a lot of people that are saying, oh, why would they go out and trade for Nick Leddy? Like, what's the point? You can never have enough stay-at-home defensemen that aren't going to make a big mistake. Like, everybody's looking for the shiny toy. Everybody's looking for the guy that can be offensively prolific. I get it. They're special.
But defense is defense.
Well, defense is defense. And in order for somebody to be special, that usually means that they're going to make a decision that isn't always, you know, in the best interest for the overall team in terms of not giving up the defensive play. You might do it for an offensive play. That's the gamble of it. But you need somebody who's going to be able to hold the chips, right? Because some people, they're not meant to hold chips. They're just meant to sit at the table. I'm a sit at the table person, in case you haven't figured it out.
Me too.
I can never leave the casino. Like, if I'm winning, I'm playing with house money, I can't leave. Even $100, I'm like, I got to keep going. I got to keep riding the wave.
I feel like I'd be in the same type of ballpark that you're in. That's why I'm not being tempted to. I do want to say, because you were talking about the draft lottery a little bit earlier, we now know the Montreal Canadiens, they won the draft lottery. They'll be number one. The Devils will be two, and the Arizona Coyotes get the third pick.
Yeah, who's four? It's Kraken, right?
The Seattle Kraken, yep. And then Philly closing out the top five.
The Golden Knights' first-round pick, which was slotted in the 16th spot, automatically transfers over to the Buffalo Sabres. I think the only way they could have kept it is if they, like, won the lottery or got, like, all the way in the top three. I'm not really sure. I stopped paying attention to them a while ago. But all I know is that they don't have a first-round pick.
Yeah, and the Sabres now get 9-16, so they got some toys.
They're gonna have to get creative with trying to resuscitate this locker room. And you know, we're getting to that point where enough time has passed for some of these deals that maybe have been done in the past. Maybe we revisit some names. I mean, I'm seeing some vitriol being thrown towards Thomas Nosek for Boston right now, saying that he would be better served not in the lineup. We'll take him back. Bring 92 back down. We could use him. We really could. That guy's about a Swiss Army knife of a player that this roster needs. He was playing on the second line, the third line, the fourth line. And, you know, he left to go chase some dollar signs with Boston. But, you know, sometimes you can go home. We'll be back on the radio tomorrow as well as the Odyssey app. Thank you to all who have showed up. Be well to each other, but mostly to yourselves. Use your blinkers because people are dying out there. And otherwise, enjoy the abyss that is your life. We'll be back in 22 hours from now. Be well to each other, friends. Good night.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.